Senate will come to order. We'll have a call.
Mr. President, I'd impose a call of the Senate.
Senate's under call. Senator Pogamiller.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with. The Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. I would ask you tonight to stand up and for a moment of silent reflection, and after the silence, we will take the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty. Secretary will take the roll by district.
First district, Leroy A. Stumpf. Second district, Rod Skoy. Third district, Tom Saxhog. Oh, I'm sorry. Fourth district, Mary Olson. Fifth district, David J. Thomasoni. Sixth district, Thomas Bach. Seventh district, Yvonne Pretner Solon. Eighth district, Tony Laurie. Ninth district, Keith Langseth. 10th District, Dan Scogan. 11th District, Bill Ingebrigtsen. 12th District, Paul E. Coring. 13th District, Joseph R. Gimsey. 14th District, Michelle L. Fishbach. 15th District, Terrell L. Clark. 16th District, Lisa A. Phoebe. 17th District, Rick Olsen. 18th District, Steve Dill. 19th District, Amy T. Koch. 20th District, Gary W. Kubley. 21st District, Dennis R. Fredrickson. 22nd District, Jim Vickerman. 23rd District, Kathy Sharon. 24th District, Julie A. Rosen. 25th District, Kevin L. Dahl. 26th District, Mike Perry. 27th District, Dan Sparks. 28th District, Steve Murphy. 29th District, David H. Senjum. 30th District, Ann Lynch. 31st District, Sharon Erickson Ropes. 32nd District, Warren Limmer. 33rd District, Jen Olson. 34th District, Julianne E. Ortman. 35th District, Claire A. Roebling. 36th District, Pat Parisot. 37th District, Chris Gerlach. 38th District, Jim Carlson. 39th District, James P. Metzen. 40th District, John Dahl. 41st District, Jeff Michelle. 42nd District, David Han. 43rd District, Terry Bonoff. 44th District, Ron Latz. 45th District, Ann H. Rest. 46th District, Linda Scheid. 47th District, Leo T. Foley. 48th District, Michael J. Jungbauer. 49th District, Debbie J. Johnson. 50th District, Satvir Chaudhry. 51st District, Don Betzold. 52nd District, Ray Vandeveer. 53rd District, Sandy Rummel. 54th District, John Marty. 55th District, Charles W. Wieger. 56th District, Kathy Saltzman. 57th District, Katie Sieben. 58th District, Linda Higgins. 59th District, Lawrence J. Pogamiller. 60th District, D. Scott Dibble. 61st District, Linda Berglund. 62nd District, Patricia Torres-Ray. 63rd District, Ken Kelash. 64th District, Richard J. Cohen. 65th District, Sandra L. Pappas. 66th District, Ellen R. Anderson. 67th District, Mi Moi.
Quorum is present.
State of Minnesota Proclamation for Special Session 2010, whereas the 86th Legislature has reached the final day pursuant to Article 4, Section 21 of the Minnesota Constitution, on which bills may be passed by either House without enacting legislation essential to the health, well-being, and safety of the citizens of Minnesota, and whereas the unfinished matters of the Legislature include essential laws balancing the state budget, and whereas the time permitted by law for passage of such legislation during the 2010 session for the Legislature will expire imminently, and an extraordinary occasion as envisioned by Article 4, Section 12 of the Minnesota Constitution is thereby created, and whereas the people of Minnesota are best served by a prompt conclusion of legislative business, now therefore I, Tim Pawlenty, Governor of Minnesota, do hereby summon you, members of the Legislature, to convene in special session on Monday, May 17, 2010, at 12:01 a.m. at the State Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and cause the great seal of the state of Minnesota to be affixed at the state capitol this 16th day of May in the year of our Lord 2010 and of the state the 152nd. Signed, Tim Pawlenty, Governor. Mark Ritchie, Secretary of State.
Under motions and resolutions.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 1 relating to the organization and operation of the Senate during the special session.
To move adoption.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, this is the organization and operation of the Senate according to the rules, using the rules of the 86th session. And I move that Senate Resolution Number 1 be adopted.
On the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
And Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduced Senate Resolution Number 2 relating to notifying the House of Representatives and the Governor that the Senate is organized.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, this, as read, is to notify the House and the Governor that we are prepared to do the work. I move adoption of the resolution.
On the motion of adoption of the resolution, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, we will now recess to the call of the chair. I believe you can sleep, but I simply cannot tell you if it's going to be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. I just don't know. I know that some members want to go home. You certainly can do that, but I don't think it would be courteous to the other members, if we are going to do it at 4 o'clock, that we have to wait an hour for somebody to get here. So if you can do that and get back here in a reasonable amount of time, that would be fine. But I just don't think I can have everybody sit here for an hour or two waiting for somebody to drive in. So use your best judgment. We will reasonably hold the board open, but we will not make everybody sit here and wait. We will try to keep you informed as to the progress. You will be able to tell when the bill is introduced, and that will only take a skeleton crew. But I presume by the time the bill is able to be introduced, it'll be pretty quick that we'll be able to vote on it. So I've given you the best information that I have. I do think we're several hours away, but I am not certain it's not 4 or 5 hours away. So there will be a majority caucus immediately following recess in room 112.
Mr. Majority Leader? Mr. President? Mr. Majority Leader, you can't just like give us a time certain out there. You know, say, okay, we're going to take up the bill at 5 a.m. or something. You don't want to do that.
Well, Mr. President, no, because if it's ready at 3, we will take it up at 3. If it's ready at 4, we'll take it up at 4. I think members, Let me just tell you, I've had about 30 people tell me their preference. And the prevailing preference is the sooner we can do it, the better. Now, I understand that there are others who have a different preference, but I just... Do you want to vote on that? Do you want to vote on whether we should? Okay. So we'll let you know best we can. You certainly can sleep for a few hours, at least. It's a question of whether it will be 4 hours. I just simply don't know. So, Mr. President, I would move to recess to the call of the chair.
The motion is to recess to the call of the chair. Before that, Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, Senate Republicans will caucus in room 107. Immediately upon adjourn or recess.
Okay. The motion is to recess the call of the chair. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands at recess.
Senate will be in order. Senator Pogermiller.
Madam President, for the record, we are going to adjourn to a time certain, which will be 7:30 a.m. on
Monday?
The 17th. Yes. Monday the 17th. And then we will put out a notice to members that the Senate will come back to order at about 7:30 Monday, May 17th.
Madam
President, I move the Senate adjourn till Monday, May 17th in the special session. We are in the special session till 7:30 a.m.
Senator Pogermiller moves that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday in the special session, May 17th. 7:30 a.m. All in favor of that motion, please say aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned in the special session until Monday, May 17th, 7:30 a.m.